The founders of the U.S. Constitution were the first to create a nation of truly free people. They established what is now the oldest continual constitutional government in the world, and whose democratic principles are aspired to by those who wish to escape the shackles of tyranny and instead live in freedom. The first structure used to govern the newly free United States of America was the Articles of Confederation, but this proved to be impractical due to an almost complete lack of national authority. A stronger central government was needed, but the founders, wary of the restrictions imposed by them by the English monarchy, needed to ensure that such injustices would not be endemic to the American democratic governance. The method in which they achieved this enormous accomplishment was through the humble practice of designing a government that was consciously limited in power. This restraint came in many forms, by limiting the power of the government, by preserving the natural liberties of the people, by instituting a series of checks and balances, and by protecting the rights of the minority. But ultimately, what allows America to be a bastion of freedom is not just the enlightening words written on parchment, but the character of its citizens. After all, laws can be changed, freedoms can be amended, and constitutions can be rewritten. The founders, in their boundless modesty, included provisions for their work to be amended and even entirely undone by future generations, if they so pleased. At the end of the original Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin was asked whether the result was a republic or a monarchy. Franklin famously intoned, "A republic, if you can keep it." I don't believe his concern lay with the structure of the Constitution itself, but rather with the conscience of the people. As Franklin also wrote, "Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters." The sentiment required for a righteous nation worthy of self-governance include a respect for laws consonant with liberty, limited government, self-determination, and minority rights. So long as those principles held, America's rulers, themselves, would see to it that America remained a republic. Now, 236 years after Franklin's observation, each of these principles are under pressure. Politicians from both parties are willing to enact laws that infringe upon individual liberties. The size of government is continuing to grow, whether measured by expenditures, the volume of statutes and regulations, the number of people receiving payments from government entities, or the significant imposition of government into citizens' lives. The powers ceded by Congress to the executive branch make the question of republic versus monarchy more fraught. And more, decisions are made at the federal level rather than at the state level, imposing a national majority will over local custom and the law. The founders blessed us with a free republic, but with that freedom comes a responsibility to uphold the very principles that inspire them to create it. To me, it is the healthy respect for individual liberty, not only of one's own, but that of your neighbors and countrymen, that is fundamentally American virtue. It is this virtue that is required in order to preserve and strengthen our democracy. It is also this virtue that is the greatest attribute of our democracy. Thank you.